Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining us to talk about Week 7 in the NFL between the New Orleans Saints and the Arizona Cardinals, it's our host, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
Hey, what's going on, Jeremiah? Talking about the Thursday Night Football game of the week here on Amazon Prime. The Cardinals, the Saints, two teams looking to get back in their winning ways. It's going to be fun to see who's going to get the win this upcoming Thursday night.
Absolutely. And for everybody watching from home or listening to our podcast, we just want to say thank you. And we want to make sure that you know that you can subscribe to our show to make sure that you get every single notification for all of the amazing coverage that we do every single week. So if you want to subscribe, you can hit the subscribe button over on YouTube. You can follow us over on Facebook. Or if you're over on our podcast, just hit the follow button or the subscribe button over on whichever platform you prefer, whether it's Spotify or Apple or Google. We have a little button there where you can get a notification every time that we do a new episode, which it's the heart of the football season. You're going to want to hit that notification. So make sure you hit that notification so that we can give you all of the information you need to not only find out about all your favorite players and favorite teams, but also to give you more information when you're making your picks for your fantasy league. So thank you everybody who listens and subscribes and watches us every single day here at 100 Yards of Football. Well, Logan Landers, New Orleans Saints, Arizona Cardinals. It's the NFL action we've been waiting to hear about. What can we expect from this matchup?
Let's talk about it, man. Both these teams, like I said, sitting at a record of only 2-4 on the year. Both these teams were expected in the preseason before the season kicked off to have a very good year. So far, both of them struggling out of the gate. We'll see which team can get the upper hand this upcoming Thursday night between the Saints and the Cardinals. Now, both these teams are coming off of some tough weeks. This past week, the New Orleans Saints, they lost to the Cincinnati Bengals, Super Bowl runner-ups from last year, by a score of 30-26. Now, New Orleans did have a plethora of injuries, primarily on the receiving corps. We'll see how many of those gentlemen can come back this upcoming week and help out in the long run. But for the game, right, Andy Dalton, quarterback, while Jameis Winston is still hurt, 17-32 passing, 162 yards, one touchdown, no interception, sacked just one time. So pretty decent day, but nothing really to write home about. Rushing game, Alvin Kamara led the way, 19 carries for 99 yards, just one away from that 100-yard mark, but was good nonetheless. Mark Ingram behind him, the Wiley vet, 9 carries for 46. As a team, they ran 228 yards as a team, so they are going to have to rely, I think, heavy on that again if they are going to struggle with guys coming back due to that unfortunate injury bug they've had as of late. The receiving corps, a lot of guys got a lot of balls thrown to them and a lot of catches and a lot of yards, right? A lot of them got around 30, 40 yards, but leading the way in terms of catches was the backfield, right? Alvin Kamara, 6 catches for 25. In terms of receiving, Tre'Quan Smith led the way with 3 catches for 43. Smith also got in the end zone once as well. For the defense, like I said, struggled a little bit, gave up 30 points on the year, right? That's their second most so far. And DeMario Davis led the way, 9 tackles for him. They did have 3 sacks on the day. Davis had 2 of those, give the other one over to Caden Ellis. 2 pass defended, 3 tackles for loss, and 6 quarterback hits. No INTs for the Saints, and just a tough matchup, man, against the Bengals, who also desperately needed a win. So we will see who can get the win this upcoming week. As for the Cardinals, they also came off of a tough loss. Just the offense could not get going. They've lost three of their last four. And in the game against the Seahawks, the one in which the Cardinals were heavily expected to win, they could not pull it out. Lost against their rivals in the West, and they lost it by a score of 19-9. Yes, they weren't even able to get an touchdown on the day, just a bunch of field goals. So if you had the kicker on your fantasy lineup, you had a good day. But other than that, not much to write home about for this Cardinals team. Kyler Murray, 23 of 37, 222 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. Not the greatest stat line for someone that paid a lot of money to. So we'll see if he can turn around this upcoming ball game against Nolans. As for the running game, he did lead the way, 10 rushes for 100, even on the day. Behind him was Benjamin, 15 carries for 37. Receiving corps veteran Zach Ertz, the tight end, led the way, 7 grabs for 70 yards. With Hollywood, Marquise Brown had 5 for 68, but was hit with an injury bug as well. We'll see if he's going to be ready to go for this upcoming matchup or if he's going to be out. We're not sure quite yet. Looking at the defense, gave up 19 points, so not the most, but still a loss is a loss nonetheless. Zaven Collins led the way, 9 tackles on the day, with Marcus Golden behind him with 8. As a team, though, they did have 5 sacks overall, so something to look at a positive manner. Collins had 2, Golden had 1. Cam Thomas had 1, as well as Myjai Sanders. So a good bright spot there on defense. I know they're happy with that. 9 tackles for loss as well. Not bad at all. And 6 pass defended. Not able to get an interception, though. So like I said, they just struggled. Geno Smith threw the ball for close to 200 yards. The running game, Kenneth Walker for Seattle, right, ran it for close to 100 yards. Just weren't able to get it going. And a tough loss for the Arizona Cardinals. So, two teams have a few injuries on each side, but I think that is if the Saints can come out, do what they did. See, I'm assuming we're going to get at least one, if not more, of those big-name receivers, Chris Olave, Michael Thomas, whoever it is, if they're going to be able to play for this upcoming Thursday night game, been on a short rest, then I'm going to rock with the New Orleans Saints getting the win in this one. I just think that they got a little bit of a better team right now. I don't know. Just something about the Cardinals just doesn't feel right for me, Jeremiah. I'm not feeling it quite yet, but I am going to go with the Saints getting the win in this one by a score of 32-24. And as we could all hope, man, a good game on Thursday night. These past few weeks have been tough to watch. If you've been on Twitter, if you've been watching the games, it hasn't been pretty. So I'm going to go with a higher scoring ball game here. Some points getting put up on the board. Once again, give me the Saints 32 and the Cardinals 24 for my Thursday night football prediction.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Awesome. Yeah, it is. You're right. It's been interesting to watch, especially over on Twitter, the reactions for some of these games. So yeah, we hope that everybody's able to get back on track. New Orleans Saints, get it together. Arizona Cardinals, it's time to keep it moving. But beyond that, we want to hear from you. What do you think? The fans, all of our Saints fans, put in the comments, what are the keys to getting this game together? What are the keys to the whole season? Same thing for our Arizona Cardinals fans. We want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think the final score will be and what are some of the keys to the game for the Cardinals this week and for the rest of the season. So please put those comments into our Facebook or into our YouTube, wherever you're watching us at. And if you're listening to our podcast, first off, thank you. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us. I listen over on Spotify, but a lot of our listeners, over 80% in the last survey, listen on other platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, Overcast, and others, anywhere that they love to listen to podcasts. And so just so you know, if you don't listen to podcasts yet, a podcast is kind of the modern way to do radio streaming through your phone or through your internet connection or through your home device. So you can say, hey, I won't say it because I have a device right here in the room, but you call out to your home device and say, play 100 yards of football podcast, and it will play it for you. So you can listen to it that way as well. And that's something that I do when I'm just roaming around the house, just cleaning or doing laundry. I like to put the podcast on in the background and just listen to our informative hosts give incredible stats and information about the upcoming games, history specials, interviews with classic players, coaches, other sports broadcasters, we have it all. And so much of what we do is, you know, focused on the season, but a whole other part of what we do is focused on the history of football and incredible people who have been in through the game. So we've got what we call evergreen episodes that you can listen to anytime, year after year, and all through the years, with over 1,000 episodes that you can choose from. So thank you so much, Mr. Logan Landers, for that NFL Week 7 coverage of the New Orleans Saints versus the Arizona Cardinals. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and we'll be back with another live episode right after this.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch, and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.